You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Look at this. Look at this. Here we are. Everybody's here. All of the normal people are here today.
Yep. Back to the work.
Jody looking all good.
So good. Big
ass hat on.
Because I got dirty hair.
Yeah, you do? Your hair's dirty?
It's dirty.
Why is that?
Because I'm going to wash it tonight before we go to our concert.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll get into our big night that we have tonight coming up and all kinds of stuff. But Thursday night.
Why are you throwing that
huge.
Little tool it's around? I don't like that.
It's a wrench. It's a crescent wrench, the little tool that she's to which she's referring.
I didn't realize I said that. You're throwing your little tool around.
But we have something that is very, very special to us that is debuting tonight on our Thursday night on something called AceTJ.TV.
You know,
we've been working on it for a while, and Thursday night is the debut of it with I've already said what it's going to be. So my cooking show that I've always wanted to do will be the debut of AceTJ.TV.
What a cute little website.
I know, right? It's all about TV.
I love that. AceTJ.TV. All right. Cute.
So there's going to be that and all kinds of other stuff. There's going to be way more of our show on video that you can go see. I don't know why anybody would want to go and just watch us do the show, but
because y'all are so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Well, not all of us.
Okay. Well,
I mean, of course I am, but you know, the rest of them
kinda, are precious
they're
too.
They're kind of struggling.
Yeah.
So it's going to be all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
And it's supposed to all, you know, work flawlessly and uh-huh. things.
And it will. You got to be positive. I know you have a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because, I mean, it's not really a track record of things going flawlessly for us since the very beginning of the Ace and TJ show.
Yeah, I feel good about this.
The motto is always, if something can go wrong, it does go wrong with us. It's a superpower thing. It's not having a negative attitude about
it.
No,
of course not.
No, it's just reality.
Sure.
See, a lot of times, Jody, when it comes to me, you mistake negativity for reality. Mm-hmm. And that's a big mistake that you make on your part with yourself.
Is it? Okay.
Yourself, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so we do have a lot of stuff to get to today. We have, Jody and I have all kinds of big activities in the next few days we're going to have to catch you up on. And we've got to talk to Mr. Todd about some stuff since he's decided to come back to work.
Oh, my God.
There's that dig.
So we will get into all of that stuff coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
TJ and Jody's house.
Here we go. Welcome back. Now, Jody, you see we've rearranged everything in the studio again.
I like it, though.
It's like, how many more times are we going to have to rearrange things before it looks right or whatever?
Change is good, hon.
I know it is, but I mean, it's just like, good Lord. And then,
oh my goodness.
And then Ace and I lost our big desk. Our desks were bigger than what they like to be called, underlings. Our desks were bigger than the underlings, and now we start moving everything around. And look at their desks now. They got the big desks.
Why do you need
and
a big
desk? And then Alexis comes in and just like flaunting it in our faces, and she's got all these toys now and all these things. And she said, I got room. Put all these things on my desk.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
So with the new arrangement of the furniture and everything in here, I don't know what this camera angle is that Todd has going today. And it looks like.
Did Todd ever hear about what that person said to me that night?
I don't know. You mean when he was on his beach vacation? Uh-huh. No. We talked about that last week when Todd wasn't here because he left his wallet at home or something. Mm-hmm. He was on his way and he mm-hmm. needed gas, but his fiance had his wallet mm-hmm. or something. So yeah, he didn't hear. He didn't hear that.
No. Well, somebody told me at the event we did that I'm going to cut this down. She was real sweet, but she said that I was much prettier in person than I was on camera. And I said, oh, Mr. Ty, better get to working on some lights.
He's making you look better.
Damn. Okay.
Lights, angles.
I was like, thank you.
It's like, oh my God, you're not nearly as hideous as you are on camera.
I said, ooh, I said, I got to tell Mr. Todd to work on some lighting or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope the angle's okay. There's only so much I can do. So help.
Can you flip that around and let me see what this angle looks like?
I don't even want to see mine.
Hmm. Okay.
What? You want to move it?
I really can't see it.
Your eyes look pretty.
Thanks.
Yay. Nothing like doing it live on camera.
Well, I mean.
I'm going to crop it, too.
I don't know why I've never told anybody this. There should be a monitor hooked up to the cameras so we can actually see what the angle is and all that.
I think it's better we don't.
When it's Ace and me and all that.
We'll do that with this TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I did mention that, didn't I? I had requested that a long time ago.
You're being ugly. Come on.
Several times. Oh my
God. He's being ugly.
So, what is a man to do? What is a man to do? Mm. So, Jody and I and my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael are going honky-tonking tonight.
We are.
We're going honky-tonking.
Honky-tonking.
And we're going to be out late.
Uh-oh.
And I got to work in the morning.
Late for you, yeah.
It's going to be late. It's going to be late for anybody on a Thursday night because
we
record this on Thursdays. So.
It won't be bad.
Are you kidding me?
No.
We're going to a concert that headliner is probably not even going to get on stage until 9:30.
You don't think?
No.
Who are y'all singing?
What time does the opening act start?
7:30.
7:30. Yeah, it'll be at least 9:30 or 10.
I don't think they have opening acts. I think it's going to be.
Yeah. No. Clay Walker is the opening act.
Yeah.
And then Tracy Lawrence is the headliner. It's my favorite.
Tracy Lawrence.
Yes.
My favorite country singer of all time.
Texas Tornado?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yep.
It'll be good.
And that's the only reason that I'm going is because it's my favorite country singer ever. Or I wouldn't be going on a weeknight. Or maybe even a weekend night. I'm not a big concert.
I don't think
goer.
Old Tracy knows how important he is to you.
Yeah, I've met him.
Okay.
Yeah, I've met him.
right.
But it wasn't a situation where I was like, I mean, we were just chilling. I mean, I wasn't going to be fanboying all over him and everything. We were just chilling because we've got somewhat of a connection in the area of Louisiana I grew up in. He's not far from there in Arkansas, and he used to live and work in my hometown of Winfield. He delivered furniture for Smith Furniture Company, Winfield, Louisiana.
Look out.
So we talked about that. And,
cute.
You know.
Yeah. That was a million years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was back before I would have minded being on camera.
No, you still would have.
Was I a self-loather even when I was good looking?
You've had issues from day one.
Yeah. Well, day one of our marriage. I never had any issues.
Day one of dating.
I never had any issues before I met you. I don't know what that says.
Yeah, blame it on me.
Mm-hmm. And if you notice a difference in Jody's speech pattern and the her accent or whatever, it's because she's been in Louisiana for a week with her family. And when she comes home, she's, you know, she talks a little bit like her sister.
When you come home.
You sound the same to me.
Thank you.
Well, it's a thing. I mean, I'm a linguistics expert. And so I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
And I was around a bunch of Cajuns, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not.
Which I hope you took a shower. Get that off of you.
Gosh, you're so horrible. They're nice people.
I am just kidding. I'm kidding. But no, Jody went on another all expenses paid vacation. Todd's been on vacation to tropical paradise.
Oh my God.
And
you did go to tropical paradise. I went to see family, and I don't know that that's tropical paradise.
I didn't say yours was a tropical paradise. It is an all expenses paid vacation.
Yeah, staying with my parents. It is.
Well, your parents and I split the expenses. Still, it was all expenses paid.
Mm. Okay.
And then our daughter had to piggyback on it this time.
Yes, she did.
So that cost
she sure did.
So you got to fly her from Nashville to Louisiana. Jody from Charlotte to Louisiana. And then I'm out at midnight having to pick her up at the airport.
Midnight, 7:30.
Mm-hmm. I try to call Mr. Todd on my way to the airport, talk to him about something. And then he texts me and goes, I can't talk. I'm on the toilet. Were you not on the toilet? You said I'm... I don't know how you said it, but the meaning was you were on the toilet.
It was like
an hour later. It was as I was picking you up from the actual building that he was trying to call me back. I was like, dang, he must have had something
bad.
You'd be
the same way. Don't even say that.
He must have
You're
had
the same way.
Christmas issue of Ebony in there with him trying to read that
He's
whole
the
thing.
Same way, Todd.
I was about to say.
Same way.
But anyway, I don't like fighting that traffic that's up at the airport building. So when I go pick up Jody, I make her take a bus to the satellite lot and then walk to the cell phone lot to meet me.
But in all fairness, when this began and I had this flight, I said, I can call one of my friends to come get me, who would come get me. And you said, I can do that. I can stay up to come get you.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Stop telling people.
But I have people that can come get me.
That makes it sound like I'm nice, so stop saying that.
Well, every once in a while, you are nice.
What, Todd?
No, I'm just laughing at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, said the same thing to me. He's like, yeah, I made her go. I've heard you say that before about me.
I would, because it's true. Pick her up at the cell phone line.
Boy. You know what? One of these days, though, I am going to just show up at his door, knock on his window. Hey.
You'd wake me up.
I know.
Because I was asleep in there. But anyway, it was fun. I got you home. I missed you. I really did.
I think you did.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I told everybody that.
Mm-hmm. I was gone a long time.
Riggins even told me, you need to stop acting like that you don't need Jody all the time. He did. He said you would be completely lost without Jody.
Oh.
And
mm-hmm.
I said, he goes, you can tell. I said, from what? Paying bills and stuff like that? He goes, no, just everything. I guess he means that we make a good team or whatever, because, I mean, God knows you need me.
Mm-hmm. I know. Did you see my pictures while I was there? I looked like I was in distress.
That's because you were drunk the whole time.
I was not.
I hope you didn't get drunk and when you were meeting my Aunt Tina.
I was never drunk,
she doesn't play
ever.
That, my Aunt Tina.
Not one time.
She's too sweet, Christian.
I know,
lady.
I
she
love would, her so very much.
You're acting like your family.
I saw her and your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother.
Mm-hmm.
I got everybody. Saw
and my
everybody.
Mama was too sick.
Your mom was sick still, so she didn't.
Is
I didn't
it still
see her.
COVID?
It's not COVID, but I think it's just the lingering, because, you know, she gets bronchitis and everything. Yeah. And I think it's from having COVID that she's having a harder time getting over it. And most people have a hard time getting over it, or some people have a hard time getting over it without having weak lungs like your mom.
Mm-hmm. But, I told her to start working her lungs out long time ago.
Well,
she
anyway.
Lung presses.
Yeah.
Lung ups. She could be doing all those exercises for building up the strength in her lungs.
Our daughter did get her first experience of ordering through a drive-thru.
I know.
Alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I'm so proud.
You should have seen the menu. It's so
long. Is that a new place?
Yes. It's out by where my sister lives.
Oh.
And it's nice.
For now.
No, it's so,
anything,
no.
Anything in Louisiana is going to get run down fast.
Out there is
going to
be nice.
It gets run down fast.
No.
I mean, it was like 10 years ago, New Orleans was a luxurious city. Now look at it.
Well, anyway.
It's just filth.
It was entertaining.
No, New Orleans has always been dirty. But she's nowhere near New Orleans.
No.
Yeah, people always think that.
Anybody
from Louisiana is from New Orleans.
No, she's in the woodwork.
So what did she get at the place? What did Lainey get?
She was asking the girl. It was two banana. One was, I think, a banana split, and one was a banana something else. And then she was saying,
these are daiquiris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, what is in that? And then one of the drinks was tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was, I don't know,
rum
maybe. And she goes, oh, give me the rum one. She said, tequila scares me. So she did that. Then my sister had to get a extra large is what he wanted, but they only had large for my brother-in-law, margarita on the rocks with salt, extra shot.
Yeah, and it was a regular place in Louisiana, right, where you could also get beer and bottles of liquor to go in like
I
a package store.
So I think so.
Yeah, they use it
and
like
a lot
that.
Of them do now the ices with the alcohol,
like Crown
it.
And Coke icy.
I love yeah. that. Good. Oh, yeah. It's delicious. But I had a creamsicle.
Yeah,
small, but a small is big.
You usually don't drink those.
I know, but I had
those
to.
Frozen drinks that come out of the dryers on the wall, as you call them. You know, those things. Anytime you go in there and they got a bunch of those dryers on the wall, it's no good.
I didn't see the dryers. I couldn't see them. But, and then we're in line and somebody's, you know, that small town, somebody's honking. It's my sister's friend. She's like, Maeve. She's trying to get through because they're going to my sister's house too. Yeah.
Which one?
You haven't met her. Her name's Valerie.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I haven't met her.
Nor will you.
Yeah. They're pretty all pretty unsophisticated, though, all of her friends.
They're
I imagine
sophisticated. You're so rude. They're very friendly, nice people.
I didn't say they weren't friendly and nice. I said sophisticated.
Yes, sophisticated.
If they're your sister's friends, then they're not sophisticated.
Oh, God.
They can be educated.
Mm-hmm.
They can be wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
They can be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet,
mm-hmm.
helpful, generous, mm-hmm. all of those things,
mm-hmm.
but not sophisticated.
Okay.
Define sophisticated?
Define sophisticated as classy is another word for it.
Mm-hmm. You're rude.
I just said all those other nice
I don't care.
Things
You're
about
rude.
Them.
You're very rude. At least she has friends. Mm.
So then we also have a big weekend. Our son's coming home for spring break.
Yep.
And our friend Mark is coming to visit for the weekend, and that's always an adventure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know we were going to be busy, but we're busy.
Yeah. So last time we saw Mark, we went to visit him at his mountain house mm-hmm. for the weekend. He's either at the mountains or the beach.
Okay, I know. Oh my gosh.
I'll put the thing down and play.
Thank you.
Crescent wrench that Rob left over here for something. What if I could use this?
No.
So we went to visit Mark at his mountain house because he has a place in the mountains or the beach. He's back and forth between the two. And he had a new lady that he had just started seeing and wanted us to meet her. And I mean, it was all fresh and new. And we did. She was delightful.
So delightful.
And you know, I usually don't like people.
I know.
But she was cool.
Right.
Really liked her.
I liked her too.
Mm-hmm. We left Sunday coming home. They were standing there together, waving at us. Happy couple. Then Tuesday, after that Sunday, they were no longer a couple. They were finished.
Made me sad.
What?
So
yeah,
like I say, it's always an adventure.
You never know. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to have to tell him, don't bring me in to any meeting anybody until he's 100% sure, like, it could stick. Because I get attached to people very quickly.
But he said that part of the reason is that he wanted your opinion of
it. Well, I gave it. I loved her. Right.
And obviously it didn't mean anything to him. They
no. Oh, well.
So do you feel like we're the problem with them? Like they split up over us?
No. Why?
What Maybe I they think? Got some kind of a, she got some kind of a creepy vibe from you?
From me? No.
Yeah, you were a little hands-on with her.
Was like
you,
not.
You were kind of smothering. No. You were kind of smothering her.
No, it was not. Mm-hmm.
It was
mind my business.
It was uncomfortable.
Okay.
You were smothering.
Well, I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't smothering her.
But even though you liked her, then are you going to ask him this weekend when he's here if he minds if you stay in touch with her or mm-hmm. not? Are you, I figured mm-hmm. you would. I told you mm-hmm. the answer is that you're not supposed to.
Well, and I'm not until I talk to him.
What's he going to say? No?
He might.
No, he won't.
Yes, he would.
Even if he thinks it's weird, he's not
going to
say.
Well, if I get the okay, I'm going. I don't care what you say. I'm going by what he says.
I'm telling you.
He will tell me.
Mm. So, Todd.
Oh, so, gosh, Todd.
So, say, you know, you and I have been friends for however many years, and you're dating somebody that you just started dating, and then Jody and I meet her, and then y'all break up. Wouldn't it be weird if Jody started up a friendship with her?
But what if I asked you first? Would you tell me if you would say, I don't really do what you want? You'd probably say, do what you want, but I'd rather you not.
No, he wouldn't.
So, yes, he would.
No man would.
When I got divorced, it was weird that my ex kept in touch with certain people.
He said, if you couldn't hear him, he said it was weird when he got divorced that his ex stayed in touch with certain people who were your friends first.
Yes.
Yeah. But
it would probably be weird. Mm-hmm. But if they weren't dating that long, then I don't think it should be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And you know what? He would be friendly to her if he saw her out and about.
Sure. He would. But it's just a different situation. I mean, when you're one person in the couple's friend and you just met the other one, mm-hmm. that you're just going to.
Okay, well.
But if somebody asked me that, I would say, oh, sure, that's fine with me, but I don't know if I would mean it.
Well, then that's on you, buddy. Because then if you say that and then they are, you can't be upset about it.
I know, but then I'd be like, why is that even having to be asked? You know, she shouldn't want to be friends with somebody that.
Why wouldn't I? She was so nice. I there's just some people you like when you meet them, and I did, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry that they didn't last or whatever. I don't think it's the end.
Well, you just keep telling yourself.
I do.
Because you're so, so.
But there may be another one that comes along that I like. Who knows?
Not like that one. Not like her.
Well. But anyway. Oh, well.
So you're going to hit him with that as soon as he walks in the door, or you know when you're going to slide that
it.
When you're going to slide that into the conversation?
I'll know right when the timing is.
Mm-hmm. Is he the one with the plants?
Yeah, the
orchids. He's an orchid fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's going to be some awkward situation this weekend.
It will not be awkward. Unless you make it awkward, which you can easily do.
Please, Jody, I'm begging you. Will you please watch your alcohol intake this weekend?
Why?
For me. Because I just get tired of having to babysit you every time we go to do something.
Is it me? Is it?
Just out of control.
Mm. Okay.
When it comes to that, I was just kidding, but it is you more often than it is me.
Wrong.
Jody.
Wrong. You're so wrong on that.
When is the last time I have danced on top of the kitchen counter?
Well, you never would anyway. that's just having fun. Mm. I do that not drinking.
The fact that I was having to follow you around to be able to catch you if
you're
you
paranoid.
See,
you need to relax.
You ain't stand it.
You need to relax. Who doesn't like to dance on a counter every now and then?
In socks. So you got a drunk 50-year-old woman.
Drunk.
You, Jody, please.
I like to dance. I know period. You
do. It's fine on the floor. But you're on in socks. Uh-huh. What was? I don't even remember the song. But,
I don't either.
Yeah, was it?
I don't know. I love so
like
many
Prince,
songs.
Let's Go Crazy. Or
probably.
Something. And
I don't know.
And what is our countertop made of?
Quartz.
Okay, which is slick.
Uh-huh. Well, whatever. It's fun. You should learn to have fun like that sometimes, Bella.
Yeah. If I did that, I'm sure you'd be like, I'm so glad you had fun last night.
Listen, I'm sure tonight you will be on one because you will probably be singing louder than Tracy Lawrence every single song.
But I'm not gonna be able to get out of hand drinking or anything because I have to work the next
morning. And you even said that you would roll out of bed and come straight to work.
I've never shown up to work hungover or anything
okay.
like that.
Well, good. I hope you don't.
You know, because I have to focus on work. You know, while you and Mr. Todd are off on vacations.
Well,
somebody has to stay up on their grind, and that is me. I have to grind for everybody.
Yep.
Just a grind.
Someone got to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I do.
Yeah, just because you hit the button on the computer.
Could you hit the button on the computer?
Yeah.
Liar.
I could.
No, you couldn't.
Do you know the difference? Is that I always give you credit for everything that you do. Like I always say, you know what? I wouldn't be anywhere without Jody because where I'm weak, she's strong and
sure,
all that stuff.
Sure.
I do tell people that. And I, you know, I got a million witnesses to the fact that I say that.
Sure.
But.
I give you credit.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it.
I do.
Like you couldn't even press the button if it weren't for me.
Because you said I don't pay the bill. And then you were ugly about it, saying I push a button.
I was not.
Yes.
Ugly.
And then when I come
Jody,
fire back at you, it's
Jody,
poor pitiful me.
Stop gaslighting me.
You're too much.
Oh.
I hate that term.
Accusing,
and I'm sick of hearing it.
Accusing,
gaslighting.
Accusing me of doing what you do. That's
people are overusing that.
All right. Well, Hillary, we have to take a break.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
So I always ask you this, Jody, and then you, for some reason you seem offended, like I've just asked you something crazy. But what are you doing after this?
I'm going to get my car washed. I'm going to go to Costco. I'm going to go to the grocery store. And I'm going to go to the bank.
Okay.
What else would you like to know?
Nothing.
And then I'm going to go home.
It's not me prying into your personal
mm-mm.
life. I'm just curious.
I just don't
what
figure you
doing?
Want to hear the whole exact
I
rundown.
Did. I do. I like hearing it.
And then I'm going to go home and clean to get ready for our guest.
Okay.
And then I got to get dressed to get ready to honky tonk.
Yeah, what time are we leaving for honky tonking
tonight? I don't know. Ask your little friend when she comes. Because I told her to let me know when she knows. Because sweet little Michael, whenever he gets off.
Mm-hmm.
Of work to let me know because we're going to eat.
Yeah.
And then we're going.
Okay. You going to wear boots?
No.
I think I'm going to wear
booties.
I think I'm going to wear my son's cowboy hat tonight.
I dare you. I dare you.
Aiden's got a cowboy hat that he got in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to wear it?
I think so.
That is so funny. With what? That tie-dye t-shirt?
No, overalls. No,
oh, cute.
And no shirt. I'm unbuttoned on the sides. I don't have any cowboy boots.
No. No. Mm. It'll be fun, though.
Right? Yeah, it will be. I just, I don't know. I'm going to be so tired.
Quit. Okay, listen. It's one night. You will be all right. You will catch up on your sleep. You always do.
You don't catch up on sleep. You don't catch
up. Life is short, and you need to start enjoying it and quit laying around.
Well, that's what I enjoy doing.
But you do it all the time. Let's venture out. Let's go on an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do.
But anytime I suggest doing something, you're like, nah.
I suggested this for you because you love this concert. I he's okay, but do I think, oh, yeah. No, but I knew you loved him, so I brought it to you. But then I had to be like, oh, my gosh, it's a Thursday. I don't know if you can do this. And you said, yeah. And now what? You're pulling back on what you wanted to do?
I said, yeah, and acted all excited because I didn't want you ragging me about being lazy and not wanting to do anything.
I wouldn't have cared.
You never want to do anything.
I wouldn't have cared. If there's something like that you don't want to do that I really want to do, I'll go. I'll find somebody to go with me.
Oh, I know.
Okay. But I didn't. This was for you. This is not something I'm like on my bucket list of things to do.
Yeah. But you know, we could finish Ted Lasso tonight.
Oh my God. Ted Lasso is going to be there. Oh my God. You are.
By the way, that I'm telling you, in all seriousness, Ted Lasso is in my top list of shows I've ever watched.
It is so cute. Absolutely. I love it too.
It wasn't at all what I thought it was going to be. No, I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be crude and like
how
Saturday
many
Night Live.
Of that are there?
Two.
Oh,
yeah, we're halfway through the first one.
Well,
maybe a little more than halfway.
Because and they're like, is there 10 episodes or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we're on episode 8.
Yeah, but it's just great.
It's so cute.
I haven't liked a show like that as much since the first time I saw Schitt's Creek.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they're two completely different
you
types
kinda,
of shows.
You also kind of tune up sometimes.
No, I don't. You mean like crying?
Yeah.
No.
You get teary.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I saw Stop. You last night.
I wasn't teary.
You seemed sad.
I wasn't.
Oh. It's cute.
I've been chopping onions.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I really wasn't. My eyes were watering, but I wasn't getting teary. My eyes burn at my
you
age.
You tune up.
Like right now, my eyes are burning. Uh-huh. But anyway, you know what I have to do after we get finished here?
No, I do not.
I got to go shoot some promos with Mr. Todd.
Where?
Promos that I've already shot. That
like
he
here?
Just wants more of them.
Here?
Where we're going to film them?
I was thinking it'd be funny to do it out in front of the dumpster.
Gross.
But I don't know how I want to be in direct sunlight.
Why? Sunlight's good.
Yeah, I mean, if you got good hair.
Oh, gosh.
If you don't.
Slap on a hat.
I don't have a hat.
You usually always have a hat in your truck.
You can wear that white one.
Uh-uh.
No.
Negative.
Can't wear Jody's hat. Mm-mm. Plus, that hat would stand up way too high on my head.
Mm, I love this hat.
It looks like a billboard.
Well, I love it.
I do too. I like it, but I'm just saying it would look like a billboard on me because my head's not built for that kind of hat.
Well, have fun doing that.
It won't take but a minute.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you need, Ty?
Like two or three.
Two. All right.
Two or three. Two.
So two. I'll knock that out in 3 minutes, maybe.
Really? What time?
How long did it take me to do those at our house the other night? Other day. When Jody was gone and we were having
a... Oh, well, you should have seen us. Mm. We had so much fun. Yeah.
Did y'all dance on
cameras,
the counter?
Cameras set all up over the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Although...
Did you like my decorations?
Yes.
You know, I'm in the season.
I also did a thing of guacamole.
Uh-huh.
And Todd ate the entire thing.
It was good.
Did you really?
Yep.
That's so
thing.
Yummy, though.
It was good.
Yeah, that stuff's addictive.
Mm-hmm.
So what time is your little friend picking you up?
11:20.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to hurry.
Right.
Okay.
I ain't hurrying for her.
Oh,
here we go.
She didn't make me hurry.
She'll leave you.
I don't care. What am I going to do?
Can I show this picture on camera? It's so cute.
Yeah, I guess. If Todd's camera's working.
Look what Alexis drew. Isn't this cute? Aww.
She didn't draw that.
She colored it. All right, calm down.
She colored it like a kindergarten.
And you know what she told me when I told her it was so cute? She said that this was us.
Who?
Me and you.
Two birds.
You know.
which is which? Are you the blue one or the red one?
You blue.
Why? Why am I blue?
You're blue. Because you're watching out for me, protecting me. And I'm behind you, skilled.
Yeah. She's behind you, dancing on the kitchen
counter. Yeah. I'm dancing on the branch.
She's behind me. Does one of that red bird's feet have a knife in it?
Actually, it is kind of aiming at you. It is kind of aiming at you.
That's more
but
like
that's
it.
Pretty. Very pretty. I do this too.
You color?
Yeah, I love to color.
No, you don't. When? I've never seen you coloring.
I have colored.
With your little niece and...
No, you know. I have grown up coloring books, a ton of them.
You do?
Yeah, and all these nice pencils.
Like, Todd, let's edit that out.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
I know, but that doesn't make it right. I didn't know my wife was doing it. I didn't know my wife was sitting around coloring. That's what dope heads do.
It's a nice relaxing thing.
That's what weed heads do.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
It is not.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.